This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Monday edition. We've got Mark with you.
Nani.
And Mike.
And you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind on this live edition. Be happy to hear from you. But, of course, we bring in some show prep, some stuff we want to talk about. And tonight, apparently, this is an article from RT.com. Liberal icons who dared express nuanced opinion and were destroyed by radical activists is the title here. And I think it's kind of interesting. The internet seems to have a homogenous opinion, or at the very least, if you express an opinion, the people who disagree with you will come out in droves. And in many cases, the people who agree with you are not helping much. So let's just read some examples here. So Martina Navratilova, who seems to have been explaining herself every week over supposed transphobia. These heroes are feted for achieving public breakthroughs for equality, but then they thought they could speak their mind. Navratilova, one of the most decorated tennis players in history, was one of the most high-profile LGBT advocates for decades, and back when it wasn't a risk-free choice. Yet for all her public standing, there are some things she's not allowed to say, even on her home court. Sparks flew in December when she tweeted that formerly male transgendered athletes can't just proclaim themselves female and use their inherent biological advantage to compete against those born a different gender. There must be some standard, she says, and having a penis and competing as a woman would not fit that standard, wrote Navratilova, who enjoyed a better firsthand view than almost anyone of the athletic gap between men and women, and was herself coached by a transgender athlete, Renee Richards, in the 1980s. Initially rebuked, naively she thought she could do research, which only strengthened her opinions. That was insane, that it was insane that male-born athletes were allowed to collectively cheat. Then came the casting out. Navratilova was banned as a representative of the LGBT organization, of an organization. Her views were not contestable, but wrong and ignorant, according to them. Her research was worthless. Her outlook was not just transphobic, but encouraging violence against those who had undergone gender reassignment. One article compared her to Joseph Goebbels. She's a Nazi. I have to side with Navratilova here. I mean, am I just some conservative because, well, now I agree with a lesbian? We talked about this in the past in the show. I think there should be two leagues out there. I think that there should be an open league in which anybody of any particular gender can compete, and there should be what I call the double X league. And the reason I say that is because, look, I'm clear that some people are born with genetic, let's call them abnormalities, because the best thing it's abnormal, there's no doubt, that cause them to, have some advantages, right? I know there's an athlete out there that has an XXY situation going on. And I'm not saying that, like, that athlete has an advantage because there's just more testosterone in her body. She may identify as a woman, and I get it. Look, I'm not proposing that, you know, you should be treated any differently on the law or anything like that.
Unless we're going to just start letting people take steroids who compete in sports.
Because
that's basically the same thing.
That's the interesting question, because if a man who identifies as a woman tries to compete in women's sports, the question is, they have an automatic hormonal advantage. And the thing is that you would expect that if they identified as a trans person or competing in women's sports, that they'd be undergoing some stage of transition, like at least at the very start, taking female hormones. But we're finding that in these high school sports where boys are identifying as women, and in college where they're identifying as women, they aren't even starting their hormones yet. They're still fully male. They're just saying, I'm a woman.
Well, yeah, and they don't. So, yeah, they don't. You probably have less resources in high school than you do once you're a professional athlete.
Sure.
So, tell.
Maybe.
You know, I'm not going to say to a 16-year-old, well, you're not really trans because you don't have $3,000 a month to drop on this and ability to get to the doctor and safety to not be beat to death if you get caught.
I wouldn't say that either, but I would say that you can't compete.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You can compete, but you can't compete in the double X league. This is my solution. If somebody's got a better solution, I'm willing to hear it. My solution is two leagues, just like we have now. One for what we call open, in which anybody can compete. One that we call double X, in which only people who can prove that they have two X chromosomes. It's not hard to get a chromosomal test anymore. I mean, I'm sure the high schools can do this in bulk at $1 a piece if that's what they need to do in order to, some people, it seems like it's going to be pretty obvious. The vast majority of athletes, I don't think we need to check this. But if you want to compete in the double X and there's some kind of dispute as to what the gender is, then wham. You can't compete if you don't have two X chromosomes. That's my proposal, and I feel like it's as even-handed as I can possibly make it. I'm not looking to go after trans people in any way, shape, or form. I'm simply saying that it's not fair.
No, and I think that it's important that trans people be able to compete with the identity that they have without being oppressed for it, being bullied in the locker room or anything like
that. Yeah, well, absolutely.
But at the same time, if they use the women's locker room, but they're still not taking female hormones, you still should be on the guy's team.
They've got these other bathrooms. I'm sure high schools are dealing with this constantly now because everybody, and it seems like the younger people are constantly identifying as this, that, or the other. So they've probably got these extra bathrooms. Change out in the extra bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way to handle it. If we need to come up with a bathroom for trans people, individual bathrooms with stalls and showers in them for trans people, fine, it's government school. They waste money on everything else, whatever.
They have stalls anyway, but, like... Yeah, so the reason sports...
I showered in a giant room full of shower heads.
The guy's locker room is not modest whatsoever.
I don't know what it's like today.
I understand that they're not. I'm just saying that taking a bunch of anybody... But especially, 16, 15, 14-year-olds and being like, okay, y'all all go get naked and wet in that room.
I can see the problems.
Gay people exist. So
they existed when we were in high school.
Even if that's...
They kept their damn mouth shut, though.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything like that in the shower. Going on here, this is a tweet from what appears to be an outraged person. Dr. Rachel McKinnon says this... is, in her own words, with the time of forethought and authorship, Martina Navratilova's core argument against trans women athletes. It's a wild fantasy to worry that that is an irrational fear of some people. Why is it a wild fantasy to worry that it is an irrational fear of some people that doesn't happen? An irrational fear of trans people? Transphobia. Then another one, Transactual, says, we're pretty devastated to discover Martina Navratilova is transphobic. Now, this is just a person who said that...
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with phobia. It's about fairness.
I mean,
why should a guy be able to just say one day, I'm a woman, and then start taking first place in all the women's events that they used to lose in the guys' events?
Navratilova said that there needed to be a standard.
Yeah.
That's all she said. She didn't claim what the standard should be, except that the standard shouldn't be running around, pretending to be a woman. That was all that the standard should be. And, you can take that for what it's worth, but it's interesting to note that recently some, I can't remember, they're called TERFs, and I can't remember what it is.
Trans-exclusionary radical feminists.
That's the one, TERFs. Trans-exclusionary radical feminists. These people gave a speech recently at a conservative think tank and got a standing ovation from conservatives. When you are driving your friends into the arms of your enemies, you are failing.
Yeah, liberals really are leftists, I should say, really need to learn the concept of marginal costs. Because they seem to not understand that that's a thing.
Leftists that don't understand economics?
Or math.
We'll explain
basic math.
We'll explain marginal costs here in just a moment. The number, in case I'm wrong, or right, whatever, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450, free as in freedom, or check us out at discord.freetalklive.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Monday edition. Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind this live edition. We're happy to hear from you here on Free Talk Live. That's kind of what we do. you are free to call in and talk live. Till then, let's go to these calls. Got Matthew calling from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I hear about all this stuff about transgender and, you know, adults do whatever you want, you know. I would urge against, you know, going through the transformation and getting the surgery and everything against that, because you're not going to like the results. But can we let these youths, get a few years under their belt before we start medically mutilating their bodies? Because I read a story on Breitbart about a week ago, and I think
I'm sure that's
Carl Benjamin talked about it. And it was in the UK. This fourth grade girl suddenly decided that she wanted to be a boy, and the parents said, "No, let's take you to a therapist and put your mind to where your body is." Well, somehow the National Health Service got a hold of this case and says, "No, begin the hormone therapy right now." And the only good part about it is that the parents aren't having to pay for it. The British taxpayers are.
Well, I suppose it's good that the NHS didn't force the parents to pay for it, but it's a small solace. So I'm kind of ambivalent on this. On one hand, obviously I think that people should be able to make their own decisions, but my philosophy includes adults making their own decisions. The human mind does not finish developing until the age of 25, so I'm kind of the opinion you should hold off until then. I'm not going to get involved in anybody's family or anybody's family's business. That's not where I'm at. Just not interested in it. If my son, for whatever reason, decided that he was going to be going down this, try to go down this path, I'd be like, cut your hair how you want. I'll even let you go for some earrings. Maybe on your 18th birthday, we can talk about tattoos. But, you know, in my world, you should wait to decide on this until you kind of figure things out. And I guess the reason is that I dressed like a lunatic in high school, right? I had a mohawk. I, you know, wore a bunch of band T-shirts. I, you know, would cut myself. Why? Because the other kids did. Smoked cigarettes. I did a bunch of dumb things. You know, I had premarital sex that could have resulted in, you know, bad news happening for the next 20 years or so. Ended up in prison, and I just want to say that you know, there are decisions you can make that can affect your whole life, and they're probably best made by adults when you're an adult, as opposed to when you're a kid.
You know, most of these people are probably just gay. I mean,
could be.
Some people may feel like they're the opposite gender, but not the opposite sexual preference.
Which is interesting to me, but I don't know that much about it. I'm not going to tell somebody how they're going to live their life.
Right. And I'm what's called a transhumanist, which is not to do with transgenderism, but to do with transformation through technology, the transhumanist community does strongly support the individual right of self-modification for whatever purpose, whether it's gender or...
Yeah, you've got to.
You know, if you want to have wings, you know, whatever, you know. But the fact is that transgender medical science at this point is really nothing but... aesthetic, you know,
it's just changing the body,
changing your voice, changing you look like.
Hormone therapy exists.
Yes, but that doesn't change your organs. Okay, you can get organs cut out,
right?
And you can get organs.
Okay,
cut out.
It doesn't change your brain, which is more than aesthetic.
It only changes your brain chemistry slightly, but it really doesn't, because as soon as you stop taking those hormones, you're going back to a male.
And if you stop taking antipsychotics, you'll go back to being whatever it was that you had before.
Let Matthew get his point here.
The point is, Melanie, if a man decides to, you know, do everything that medical science currently knows how to do to make him a quote-unquote woman, he's not going to get pregnant no matter what.
Right. Unless he's got...
I think they did that once. They're working on that.
Unless he's got, like, an identical twin sister who donates an ovary or something like that to him. You know, then get away from
the ovary. I don't have an artificial womb.
Thanks for the call, Matthew.
In fourth grade, you're what, like 10, 12, something like that? Like, somebody who hasn't, like, I don't... Someone who doesn't have their, I don't know any of the correct medical terms, full set of hormones yet... How are you taking meds to alter that? And that's what makes just zero sense to me.
I have no
that's
idea.
That's kind of my understanding. Like, prepubescent, you don't really have a female or male set of active hormones. So taking hormones at that age, even if you were taking the biologically accurate or whatever set of hormones, that still would be bad because you're not developed enough.
Yeah, 9 years old, it doesn't seem like there should be a lot of, difference between the hormones. What do I know? Let's go to Louise calling in from Texas, listening on Twitch. Louise, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Gotcha.
Thank you. I would like to talk about the Jesse Smollett case.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, this is the guy that was at first beat up by bigoted people and then was beat up by people that he hired.
Yes. I just don't understand why you would do something like that, because if this actually has happened to him, people would still have a hard time believing it. But the fact that he faked it, now for the people who actually go through these things, no one's going to believe them because...
And he's facing a potential sentence for 64 years in prison.
That sounds outrageous to me. But
they always over bail, so whatever it
knocks down
to,
but,
you know.
But, I mean, think about
Louise is correct.
You know, what he did in itself is a hate crime. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't believe in the validity of hate crime legislation, the fact is that what
I can
he
call
did
one, one.
Is yeah. no less hateful towards... White
whomever
mega
it is that he claimed did this
than the supposed, you know, him being supposedly a victim of supposed, you know. So the fact that it's faked, not only because it's a smear on white Trump supporters, but it also makes, as you said, it discredits future true victims of such crimes that may or may not happen, and so he's harming people on both sides of things with this.
The reason he did it, Louise, is because he wanted the publicity. He wanted
people do some really crazy things for clicks.
Oh yeah,
and likes and whatever else.
Well, I think it had more to do with personal publicity.
So.
I think he's one of these Trump derangement syndrome type people who was so distraught over Trump looking like he's succeeding, had to trump up some false charge to make him and his supporters look.
Trump up. Ha! Thanks for the call, Louise. 855-450-3733-855-450-free as in freedom. And you can use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and President Trump agree upon, and that's the impeachment of the president. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the California Democrat says she believes impeachment is divisive and does not think Congress should go down that path. The White House came out with their annual budget blueprint that has been sent to Congress. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says Washington has a pretty big spending problem.
This budget is yet another fiscally responsible and common-sense spending plan from President Trump. The president has continually called for fiscal restraint and will persist in his efforts to end the wasteful spending.
And your final numbers at the closing bell. The Dow gained 201 points to close at 25,650. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Monday edition. You're welcome to call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We are, well, we're talking about some situations where folks that should be on the same side are kind of on different sides. And I think it's pretty interesting here. We're discussing at this moment Navratilova, Martina Navratilova, and how she got in all kinds of trouble for, this woman who won in tennis over and over again, got in trouble for saying that women should compete in women's tennis, basically, and that it's not fair to do otherwise, which seems like a completely reasonable point of view. The quotes from this lady are not, by the standards that I use, not crazy. And then over and over, people seem to be calling it hatred. And when you overstate your position, you just look like a lunatic. That's all. Transactual tweets were pretty devastated to discover that Martina Navratilova is transphobic. If trans women had an advantage in sports, why aren't trans women winning gold medals left, right, and center? Perhaps it's because there's not a lot of them, not a lot of them want to compete. And, not a lot of them, once competing, can then beat, because it's a very, very small percentage.
They're only just starting to enter competition as trans women in women's sports. So I think it's something that we're going to start seeing a lot more of. It's starting at the high school and college level. And so I think that we're going to start seeing this. The Olympic Committee just accepted trans women competing in women's sports. So it's
but there's some standard that they won't quite give out for the Olympics yet. I don't know that they have established a standard. So it's confusing. They're like,
oh, it's terribly ironic that trans women get to take hormones, but which are, you know, steroids.
Yeah. Well, right. Steroids are hormones.
Cannot take steroids.
It's rather ironic. So on Sunday, Czech-born Navratilova was wrote a gritted teeth plea for reconciliation without giving up her ground. Perhaps instructively, she likened her critics to communists who tried to shut me up 45 years ago. That she does have a point of view that is unique, having coming from Czechoslovakia. We'll see if he dares broach the subject in public ever again. Many of those below have chosen silence over the right to explain to express an opinion. Germaine Greer and rape. Greer wrote Second Wave Feminism's Bible, The Female Eunuch, but decided to get off her plinth by writing a book on rape that challenged some of the most unbreakable orthodoxies. Last year, the Australian academic argued that, no, not all rape was traumatic. Which, you know, I mean, that's certainly not the narrative that you get out of the media, right? Like, all rape's terrible. I'm not making any excuses for rape, but if you have this huge spectrum of what rape is, like if everything's rape, then some of it has to necessarily
so
not be traumatic.
So much of feminist orthodoxy considers all heterosexual sex to be rape.
Some of it.
So
there are
it
people.
Stands to reason that if a lot of women are having heterosexual sex and enjoying it.
Right. They are not traumatized.
Yeah.
There you go. Nor is each rape as bad as any other rape. That makes sense to me, but I can see how that might get you in trouble. Like, you know, the date rape kind of rape versus, I don't know, getting beaten up and left behind a dumpster kind of rape. One worse than the other, to my mind, but anyway. Nor is it desirable to attempt to jail every man who has ever engaged in non-consensual sex. I'd like to see the sentences that back that up, but I can see some instances where these things might happen. To share a story from high school, I had a girlfriend who we would, she wanted to not have sex till she got married, but she would do a lot, we would do a lot of things together that looked like sex from, 10 feet away or something, right? And a simple tilt of the hips or something like that could have resulted in, something that wouldn't have been desirable. If it was a mistake, it was a mistake. But if it was intentional, then what word do you put on that? Now, it never happened. But if it had happened, if I'd had the presence of mind to think of that, I never did. I never even imagined doing that. In retrospect, I could have done that.
Well, that would just be a rape you couldn't prove. It would just be a rape with really, really poor evidence.
That's what it would be.
But
using the R word.
Would that be considered accidental rape?
Right, okay.
Well, you specified that it was intentional. So, no, the intentional act would not have been accidental.
Right.
Although, by the way some people talk, that's how a lot of people ended up pregnant. By accident. So if we're going with it, I guess.
Well, I think it's a different sort of accident that they end up pregnant by. But whatever could happen. One tweeter says regarding these thoughts, Germaine Greer speaking on rape is succeeding in being factually wrong and gaspingly offensive in an impressive variety of ways. Quite a talent. The article goes on, a way of perfectly missing her point, Greer herself as a rape victim was regaled with details of horrific sexual assaults and dismissed as a professional troll. One tweeter, Charlie Webster, says, I will also happily tell you, Germaine Greer, about how I was repeatedly sexually abused as a teenager and tell you all about what it did to me and introduce you to some people, both female and male survivors, who will make you realize how ignorant and damaging your comments are. Now, I don't think Ms. Greer suggested that all sexual assaults are not damaging, that they are, all of them are somehow good, or any of these, not traumatizing or anything like that. But to suggest that there's a spectrum of human reaction, a spectrum of, results and criminal punishment that should be meted out is apparently just triggers these sex crime victims.
Well, as long as we're having an unrelated third party decide what the punishment should be, I don't see why there should be a difference in punishment. But, I mean, yeah, people react. There's been rape victims who've come out and said, I am not traumatized by this. I'm not going to argue with them and tell them that they are. So that, I'm not sure what the point of that is, but it's technically accurate.
Take, for instance, what if both parties don't remember how they got into the situation? They did not consent, would maybe say they were both drunk.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they didn't consent or they were drunk, because those are two different things.
Well, if you're drunk and you wake up in bed with someone you don't even know how you got there or what their name is, and I think there's
some
a lot
would
of
argue
us,
that is not consent.
A lot of
some
us
would argue a lot
who
of things.
Had some very enjoyable times in college can probably attest to these sort of events happening. Who do you punish?
Well, nobody, because there's absolutely no evidence that a rape occurred. Like, you need evidence. Like, you can't just be like, I think maybe this happened, maybe.
Well, both parties acknowledge that such an event happened.
Well, but nobody is acknowledging that a rape happened, even on themselves.
Well, if you don't remember how you got there, you did not consent.
That is not true, because if I do a thing and then forget later, that doesn't retroactively revoke consent.
One, however, could claim retroactively that you did not consent, and then that would, if one was female, that would bring in a whole issue of repercussions.
Yeah, you could easily not consent and not remember not consenting.
Well, you could, fine, I suppose. But I think what we're really talking about here is drunken consent then being reversed at the end of it. So I will say that drunken consent occurs.
Yeah, unless someone slipped you something, which is an entirely different situation.
Right, then you're not consenting to the drunkenness.
But if you voluntarily get drunk or get high, anything you do as a result of that is on you.
I can tell you if you rob a gas station, you will go to jail for it, whether you're drunk
or
not.
Oh, do we have a personal experience?
Well, I have met a man.
No, but you will go to jail. I have professional experience that you will go to jail.
Yes, you will.
Commit a robbery drunk.
So,
and get caught.
It makes all the other stuff, to my mind, consensual in that point of view. The number, 866... What is the number? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Monday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We certainly welcome your call. You know, one thing the Free Talk Live's recently rolled out is a YouTube channel. Now, we've had a YouTube channel for a little while, but now we've got one where we're just playing short clips, you know, maximum maybe 10 minutes or something like that, sometimes much shorter than that. And the intention is to make, you know, the best parts of Free Talk Live consumable for those that are interested in sharing and that sort of thing. We've become a YouTube culture in some ways. 2-hour shows are a bit much. Actually, 3 hours on YouTube because it includes all the commercials. I can't imagine why people watch it, but hundreds watch the recorded channel. You know, beyond me, whatever. Well, they're welcome to do it. We're happy to distribute it in whatever fashion people want to listen. But if you want to listen to short consumable bits, please go. Support us by doing this, too. So please go to clips.freetalklive.com. Like it, subscribe to it, share it. All that stuff is very useful. clips.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Got Dave calling in from Connecticut, listening on YouTube. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. Basically, I wanted to call in tonight and discuss brigading in 2019 and what your guys' thoughts are on it. And, you know,
I don't know what brigading is.
It's kind of a new phenomenon with social media, you know, kind of taking the meteoric rise that it has. You know, you have these people who a lot of people would say are unqualified, and most of the times getting pretty big followings behind them. And it's when they whip their followings up and then kind of point them towards someone for whatever reason, maybe speaking out against them, critiquing them, whatever.
This has kind of happened for a long time. I mean, radio disc jockeys used to do this pretty regularly, get people to, hey, call this number or, you know, tell them what you think or this, that, or the other. So
yeah, now it's, you know, both sides trying to deplatform the other. And
but now it's got a better term, brigading.
And I mean, it's gotten a lot more toxic, and the tactics have gotten a lot more dirtier. Recently, me thinking of what I've seen in the news recently, Ice Poseidon, CX News, kind of brigading his.
Oh, you're the guy that says Ice Poseidon over and over again. What's your YouTube channel? Go ahead and plug your YouTube channel. It's fine.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Oh, because a caller called in recently and said Ice Poseidon over and over again. Now, I've said it twice. Do you need me to say it again? You can cut it up and use it as a promo on your show. That'd be so awesome. Ice Poseidon rules, baby!
Ice Poseidon
rules!
Poseidon. No, Ice Poseidon is... This guy's been in the news. There was just a news article about on the New York Times. Adrian Chen wrote an article. He's a journalist of the New York Times. Gawker also did a piece on it.
Okay.
It has to do with. Yeah, sorry. I'm not following what's going on now.
I think we go ahead and take this guy's words and cut him up and just recycle him.
Yeah, he seems to be sort of saying the same stuff, yeah. There we go. I thought Ice Poseidon, jumped in and was gonna cut up my verbiage. Go ahead.
Yeah, Molester Stallone is my daddy.
Dave, certain words I don't like. Dropped. There you go. So that, folks, is a crank. Now, it's not a terrible one.
Not a good one either.
It's not the best in the world. But
I still hadn't figured out what this point was.
Well, there is
his
the
point
was
that
to
he
say
he has a YouTube channel and he would like to get more YouTube viewers.
Yeah, that's the point. The point is to
or maybe he's one of the army of robots.
Maybe he's one of the griefers.
One of the brigades.
The brigades, right? Right. So it's a trick out there, and whatever. I'm not critiquing it. Is to call in to where you can call into and then say over and over again the name of the the channel that you want people to the whatever the thing is, the .com that you want people to go to, and just say it over and over again to plug it, and then maybe some people will take
Lame.
Advantage of the hundreds of thousands of listeners on Free Talk Live. If he brings up a good point, I'm fine with it. But either way, it's fine. It's much better than people who call in and go, boobs, or whatever they say, and then hang up. That better than that. So, anyway, let's go on with the article here. We were just talking about Martina Navratilova getting lambasted by people who are calling her transphobic because she felt that athletes should have to compete in certain leagues based on their gender, and then this doctor who wrote a book about rape, and apparently somewhere buried in the book said that there's a spectrum, some rape is worse than others and some crimes are worse than others, and different punishments would fit different crimes. Doesn't seem like a radical statement, but apparently Twitter didn't like it. Going on, Ian McKellen and gay sexual abuse. Isn't this the story, Ian McKellen? Yeah, that's it. Who doesn't love Gandalf and Magneto? Who in real life doubles up as the archetype of the lovable, eccentric, older, gay actor? An intersectional force of activists, it seems. He was criticized after proposing last week on a gay issues podcast that Kevin Spacey's and Bryan Singer's alleged transgressions may have come from being uncomfortable with their own sexuality, even though he never suggested that was the only reason, nor that it was excused their supposed culpability or explains any alleged pedophilia. So for those who don't understand, this is the Ian McKellen is the actor that played Magneto and Gandalf. He apparently was on some podcast, said something about Kevin Spacey, who's a famous actor who's
he's a pedo.
Yeah, well, told a story about being interested in being inebriated and interested in a young man, and then apparently groped the young guy. The young guy expressed disinterest, and Kevin Spacey left him alone. But that qualified as a groping, as far as someone was concerned. So he came out as gay in order to forestall any abuse. Apparently, he has not. I mean, although he lost the big the big show, whatever.
Well, it's a bit more than that. The child in question was the son of a Massachusetts politician.
Okay.
So
he's a 14-year-old, right?
Yeah. Okay. And so,
by the way, if he committed, if he robbed a bank, that child in question would go to prison for an adult sentence.
Depending upon his skin and color.
I'll tell you what. I've seen
particularly
both.
Particularly if it's a child of a Massachusetts politician.
He would definitely go as a juvenile at that point.
The only justice in the halls of justice happens in the halls.
Agreed. Massachusetts is a mess. So, it's not great. Anyway, he says that maybe it comes from them being uncomfortable in sexuality. Not saying that that in and of itself is an excuse. Not saying that, we don't need to work on that as society or whatever. So then Kaylee Donaldson gives you, just gives a big F you. That's all she says on, the guy here. The other one says, they're not victims in this. They don't need apologists justifying their bad acts, says Sisyphus Grind. Within days, McKellen was on Twitter saying he deeply regretted his careless remarks. But, I mean, careless remarks? It seemed accurate. I mean, maybe he could have said more. But
well, there's, in keeping with the claims of a lot of people who were opposing a lot of this normalization of transgenderism, normalization of gay marriage, all this sort of thing, we're now seeing efforts on the left to normalize pedophilia behavior as just one more gender choice.
Okay. Well, that ain't going to fly. I just can't imagine the world where that's accepted. I think that people are probably...
And that's not really like a concerted effort on the left or in the LGBT community or anything. It's not...
No, in this
I wouldn't
case,
say it's the community as a whole, but they're using the expanded recognition of different genders as an entree for pushing for pedo acceptance.
These two tweets here appear to be going after Ian McKellen because he did not sufficiently call Kevin Spacey and Brian Singer, whoever Brian Singer is, I don't know, a rapists. That appears to be what their complaint is. And so it's more of this... Everything's rape. There is no spectrum of rape. Rape is rape. Men, or as I prefer to call them, rapey rape rapers, are all rapers because men rape. And if you say anything other than that, you're a rapist too, right? Like so.
And a rape apologist.
Right. Whatever it is.
A celebrator of rape culture.
Right. Some people are really activated about this stuff. So, anyway. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If I've got it all wrong, please let me know. Free Talk Live. Check us out at Discord, discord.freetalklive.com. You can download the Discord app there and call in and sound really great. discord.freetalklive.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.